Thanks. This is a sound reference check moment here. With it means what I'm saying is actually subtitled. Worse than that, in fact, what I'm saying is digital. So it comes out as a kind of hieroglyphics on the side. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see all these little sort of scritty, very fast things. Ultra bleeps, they're called. We don't notice them until they vibrate below a certain speed, at which point they suddenly become lethal. People begin to spasm quite at random, apparently. Especially if they're driving a car with more than three people in. It's tough. It's very tough. But everybody goes eventually, and some ways are more spectacular than others. Meantime, Adam, how's the sound? Are we all right? Do I need to plug into anything else? You're happy with this? Okay. Yeah, we discovered, because, you know, I do a lot of gigs, and normally everything's fine, but there was actually, the sound was pretty uncomfortable during the sound check, and that's because there was a soft-shell crab that had hidden itself just here. Probably in the late 90s. And it was beginning to disintegrate. It had no need to be itself because it had been dead for a long time. Because there was no odour. And there's no such thing as an odour-free crab in decomposition. So it was bad. So Adam and I thought, this is a difficult sound, which is not pretty. So we're using this thing here, which is very straight and metallic.
Sounds good.
Thank you, man. Okay. All these songs are in the British Museum. Along with me. Check it out. Here we go. Here's an old English love song.